The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:05 in the morning here on the 23rd of April, 2019. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, welcome back.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
thanks
morning.
For getting the remote all set up for tomorrow. Yeah, we're having a live remote
there.
Yeah,
we'll be out in front of the Cascade Theater. Just a lot to share with you. I don't know how much Carl told you yesterday.
It's but sunshine.
Yes. Sunday, but we're going to go back to Sunday. We went to the Red Bluff Roundup. Did you tell him that?
I did.
Did you tell our listeners how wonderful it was?
It was grand.
You know, and it wasn't.
I may not have. I mean, see, I don't go into things.
Oh, yeah.
When
I
you're
like
not
to
here, I don't go into things. So I know there'll be other things you say.
Well,
you share
and we're going to get to the weather in just a minute, but I wanted to just say that we, you know, today we were going to the Cowboy Luncheon. As we get ready for the Reading Rodeo. So 'tis the season, you know, and of course, when we do our remote, it's going to cool April 9th. So they run together. I know somebody came in here not too long ago and said they should really do the Red Bluff Roundup and Cool April Nights all within the same time, maybe a 10-day span.
Well, it's in a 10-day span. They just said that we should advertise them like that and just keep people here because wouldn't that be great?
Right, make it a continuous thing so that people could come with their motorhomes and just go and get a little rodeo, a little of this. Now, we did not know about the horse that that went down the night that we were there because we were there the last night. So, you know, made me feel just horrible because these are the kinds of things that can happen in, you know, in any kind of sport. Any kind of sport, there can be... you know, like, unfortunately, with a horse, if it breaks its neck, it has to go down. But when we watch football, people get injured constantly. Soccer, I don't care what it is, you can get injured. But it's horrible to see the death of an animal. It really is.
It is.
And when you think that there's 600 animals
that were
entries in this, that's an amazing. There's only one.
There were 600 like cowboys and cowgirls. So the numbers of animals are up into the thousands because, you know, for every horse that's, you know, they bring in the stock contractors, they'll bring in, you know, a number of horses and bulls, cows, calves, all of this stuff. Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, PRCA. They've enacted rules to protect the animals, and I've seen this before. I've seen it happen, not in a rodeo, where a horse will step on its lead rope when it's running. It's got away, and it stepped on the lead rope, and it pulls its head down, and then it rolls mm-hmm. over on it, mm-hmm. which causes that type of injury. In fact, if you look back in the 30s. And in the 40s, it's some of these movies, like Charge of the Light Brigade by Michael Curtiz, that starred Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn never talked to the director again, even though they did five more movies. Because in the Charge of the Light Brigade, you know, dozens and dozens of horses were killed during this thing because they did something called the Running W, which would trip the horse,
ooh.
Causing it to roll over like ooh. That. And, you know, it's stuntmen being injured, but the horses were being killed. And it was, you know, the Hollywood finally just said enough.
Right.
You know, and so now when you see a horse go down, that horse is specially trained.
It's a trick horse, yes.
Especially trained to
right.
fall that way.
Well, they always say you look in the bottom, no animals were injured during the filming of this film, and they, you know, they have so many safety procedures in place. Let's give you a little update for the weather. It's currently 67 degrees, our high today will be 91. Sunny with a high near 91, mostly clear tonight with lows of 62. Wednesday calls for a high of 92 and a low of 62. Thursday, sunny with a high near 89 and a low of 61. Friday, high of 86, low of 59, and Saturday, a high of 84. That's our forecast here. We know it's sunny and hot here. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Well, we got to get those air conditioning units in place pretty soon. 365-2790. Bye, Sue. Thank you. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Sue's a warrior.
I know. We for some reason are
having a computer issue.
Yeah, a computer just, you know, the one that just runs all the time, just today said, well, I'm running, but I'm not running everything.
Yes, I'm going to be moody.
I'm being moody today.
So if you were listening to the morning broadcast, which I was thinking, what is the computer slow? Because you can, you know, Sue is such a consummate pro, but I could tell. The lines were coming down. She goes from four or five different sources, you know, and she's reading the news coming out, the headlines and everything. And so then come to find out, okay, so our little whatchamacallit that, you know, that runs it. So I'm not even sure they tried to reset it at the break. But anyway, so that's what's going on. Sue McClain deserves a great big applause because I think we only had two commercial breaks this morning. She had to do all of that completely just like boom, boom, boom. What do you got there?
Well, today for the Show and Shines, for the Colorful Nights, is at the Windsor Car Center Show and Shine. That'll be at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Shasta Center Show and Shine from 11 a.m. to 3. Riverview Golf and Country Club Show and Shine from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. And Parsons Junior High Dinner, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Of course, Linda and I will be down in front of the Cascade Theater for the downtown Park and Shine. We'll be there from, of course, 7 to 9. And then it goes from 8 to 1. So we'll be there talking to the people who've got their cars out there. And, you know, this is our yearly pilgrimage to the Cool April Nights. Now, we're not, of course, counting Friday with the Cool April Nights cruise from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Hilltop Drive, Dana Drive, Churn Creek, and Hilltop. And I'm telling you, if you've never done that, if you have never gone to the cruise, I don't know why, but you need to go down there and find a spot. And the spots already, in a lot of these places, already taken. They've already got chairs out there and already been, you know, taped off in this. But it is, you know what, if you've not seen it, it's cool. And no, do not encourage them to get on it. Because the it's against the law. They can just drive around there, no matter what Linda says. And she jumps.
No,
says,
I can't scream.
You know, you
not
can't say it, and you can't tell them to rev it up.
I don't understand that, because, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, you really work hard on tweaking your car, or the guys do or the gals do, and tweaking their cars and making these motors. Every detail. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I know. It's one thing to hear it, but if they start squealing their tires, in some cases they lose control and they're afraid that the car will swing out of control and hurt somebody.
You want to hear about this day in history?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, on April 23rd, which is in 1954, Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit the first of his 755 major league home runs in a game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Can you imagine that?
I didn't know that. On this day when? He did what? He hit his what?
755 major home league runs in the game,
yep.
In his game. Okay.
I saw that. I saw it on tape.
In 1616, yeah. The old style calendar, English poet and dramatist William Shakespeare died in a Stratford upon Avon, on which has traditionally been regarded as the 52nd anniversary of his birth, 1564. 1789, President-elect George Washington and his wife Martha moved into the first executive mansion, the Franklin House in New York. In 1898, Spain declared war on the United States, which responded in kind 2 days later.
Yeah, Spanish-American War, Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill. The bigger part, which people don't really remember, is our fleet went into the Philippines and destroyed the Spanish fleet there, which took the Spanish out of the Pacific.
Okay. In 1943, U.S. Navy Lieutenant John F. Kennedy assumed command of the PT-109, a motor torpedo boat in the Solomon Islands during World War II. On August 2nd, 1943, it was rammed and sunk by a Japanese destroyer, killing two crew members. Kennedy and 10 others survived. In 1987, 28 construction workers were killed when an apartment complex being built in Bridgeport, Connecticut, suddenly collapsed. I wonder if there's anything happy here.
Well, okay. You know what? From that, PT-109, the movie that was made, John F. Kennedy went on, of course, to be a congressman, a senator, and then president of the United States, and was the first president assassinated in, I think, what you would call modern day. And his legacy has lived on all this time. And, you know, of course, you know, as you go back and you learn more about them, you realize that probably John F. Kennedy may have had problems getting elected today because he came up in a different era. And the Me Too movement would have destroyed him.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that interesting?
But the media.
The media covered
porn. They protected him.
Oh, and back then they did. And the media protected the president until the Vietnam War. Then the media decided that, you know what, we don't need to protect these guys. We need to report it.
Well,
now, question is how you report it.
Well, you know, there was really interesting listening yesterday. I was Mark Levin was talking. Oh, we're going to have to take a break, come back. We've got a lot to cover, but some of the key words that the media is using, impeach, impeach, impeach. Before that, it was collusion, collusion, collusion. And before that, it was what?
That we just don't like him because he's Trump. You know, and we'll talk about this when we get back, because my question is what happened to the Democratic Party? This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? 91, yesterday was in the 90s. You know, if you have not had Martin and his guys over to your place to make sure that air conditioner is working to its max and it's not costing you an arm and a leg because of dirty filters or there's something not running or the air ducts aren't cleaned out enough. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. They have been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are Alliance Heating and Air. It's 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. 67 degrees, going up in the 90s today.
All the gold in California is in. Somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot scoot and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
America, sweet America.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. In the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Bastiani Arms. Whether it's a long gun, a pistol, shotguns, whatever you're looking for, he's got a fine selection of all types of firearms, all the accessories. He takes care of them. He's probably one of the finest gunsmiths in all of California. And they pride themselves not only in customer service, but fair prices. And I can attest to that. Also, veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Or you can give them a call, 222-8222.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We have our caller Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I'd like to say I am completely against the Navigation Center. And I want to point out to Carl that I was waiting down behind Rayleigh's yesterday for Ted. He opened Papa's Cheese Steaks down there next to America's Tire Store, and he was supposed to be there at 8:30, and he was running late. So I was parked behind there watching the Henderson Open Space, and I watched about a half a dozen people come out to the end of Henderson Road where there was another 20 staging. And I started watching these people walking by my truck, and I was darn happy that I was armed because these people are criminals, and I think it's terribly irresponsible of the city of Reading to kick them out from South City Park and now just move them around from neighborhood to neighborhood. That being said, what are they going to do with the group that's up south of Lake Boulevard behind the Masonic Lodge down there? You know, there's been four or five fires down there in the last couple of years, I suspect started by homeless. And then you've got another group down at Clear Creek that we're going to have to deal with them also. But my problem with the Navigation Center is it doesn't work. San Francisco opened its first homeless navigation center in 2015 and currently operates six throughout the city. I got on Southgate last week, and it said the city of San Francisco had spent $300 million on the homeless in 2018, and they numbered it at 75 homeless. All you have to do is a little division, and that comes out to $400,000 per homeless person. It's clear to me that this is just a revenue generator. This puts people in social services to work, and, you know, it's a waste of time. There's navigation centers over here straight over on the coast, and they're overwhelmed with homeless. And I can't see where this is going to do anything but attract homeless to our community.
My turn.
What do you think about that, Carl?
Well, here's what I think. I think we have a huge problem here. I think it's an asymmetrical problem that you've got to fight it in asymmetrical ways. I'll let you talk. I think that the idea of not doing anything is totally wrong. I think the idea is, I like Chief Johnson's idea that we put a detention center there, and we work it from there. That there's something over the people's heads. Now, it's not going to be a low barrier center. In other words, you can't come in there and stay if you're on drugs or alcohol.
Yeah,
the thing is that, okay, say they get 60 people in there, which is what I think they can take, 62 people, and say 10 of them move on to and become productive members of society. That's 10 people off the streets that are in there paying, paying bills. Here's the last question is, what if they don't do it, they don't want to do it, what do you do with the ones that refuse to be helped?
You take away the services you're providing that attract them to our community.
I like that.
Well, you know, that's where we need to go. When you start picking up needles on the beach out there at Oak Bottom or all around our open spaces, maybe it'd be a good time to quit providing needles.
Well, and I think there's other things you can do by exchange programs. And if you're going to exchange needles, which I understand doesn't work great, and then people coming in for clothing or anything else have to bring in their clothing and drop it off and get new clothing. At least that takes part of some of the problems.
Well,
but, you know, here's the other thing is, you know, what do we have to, Henderson Open Spaces, the one side of it is homes. The other side's the river. Why not fence both ends to keep people out?
Well, why don't we take them back to South City Park? They've got it fenced.
And you know what? There's never going to be a camping. People say, let's use a 40-acre facility and put people, let them camp in there and push them into that. That's not going to work.
Well, you know what? The county supervisors and the city of Reading have made up their mind that we're going to have a navigation center, and anything suggested against it is going. They've got excuses not to do it. We need to do something different. Every navigation center up and down from Baja to Baja, California, Mexico, all the way up to Seattle has been a failure. What are we going to do that's going to make it a success?
Well, I'm going to look that up. You're saying that every one of them has been a failure.
Well, yeah, okay, you find one that hasn't been.
So you're saying in San Francisco they're spending how much, $30 million or $300
million? $300.
On,
that comes right out of the San Francisco Chronicle.
Okay.
Last week.
You know what? I go back to this, though. What's your other, besides the fact of not giving them, were you talking about not getting them SSI? Are you talking about not giving them clothes, not giving them, food and that? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'd sure as heck cut it down. We need to go back to where we have a food kitchen for them instead of giving them food stamps that they can trade for 50 cents on the dollar for drugs.
Well, you know, in the SSI, you know, people get their Social Security, from what I understand, according to the law, to the police, that people are waiting for them and their little gangs, and as soon as a person, they take them over, let them cash their check, and then they take their money. So, you know, we have a problem there, too. So the whole thing goes down to, yeah, I've heard the thing, if you don't feed the bears won't come. But how much of this feeding is forced on us by state and feds? I think we need to find out what's not forced on us and then make it just a lot harder.
Well, we need to stand up for ourselves. And I wonder where in the Constitution it said the federal government has the obligation to feed the homeless.
I don't think I saw it in there. I think the only thing I see in there is defense of our nation and infrastructure.
Well, that's right. And I live over here next to the Henderson Open Space, and I've started sticking junk out for them to steal. They stole a little six-horse outboard motor the other day that's been froze up for 10 years. I hope they had a good time lugging it off.
Maybe I should do that. Maybe we should take all the stuff all the extra stuff that we don't want and just maybe take it.
Thanks,
put
Nick.
It out there and say, hey, don't take this.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
Okay,
Nick.
Well,
we have another.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me express my opinion.
Absolutely.
Of course. Well, here's the reason that this is big is today at 9:00, the Board of Supervisors are going to address this question, the Navigation Center.
Really?
So I assume Nick's going to be there and many other people are going to be there to figure out or to allow the Board of Supervisors to know what they feel like.
We have
I'm going to send them an email. Disappointingly, I have to go work this morning so I can pay taxes to feed the bears.
All right.
Thanks,
so
Nick.
Thank you, Nick. We're going to take another quick call. Bob, welcome to the show. Do you want to weigh in on that? We've got just about 30 seconds, or you can hang over to the other end. What would you like to do?
I'll hang on to the other end.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Klein's Enterprises. The original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, this is a big time of the year for Clyde and for Clyde Pierce. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde. Over 32 years in the satellite business. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, 69 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
Good morning.
1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward, and that's true. They're professionals, and they're your neighbors here. It's a locally owned, locally operated bank. Cornerstone Community Bank.
All right, let's go to the phones. We were discussing the downtown situation before we took a break, and let's go to Bob. Good morning, Bob. You are live.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, I hope I'm live. I've been sick lately, and I do feel a lot better. But anyway, you know, Nick and I are good buddies. We do a lot of things together, and I appreciate his thoughts. But right now, on this center that the police chief from Anderson, Mr. Johnson, would like to do, and I have talked to him extensively about it. Because, like I have mentioned on your show and to him, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. We tried this over 40 years ago. It didn't work. But the reason it did not work was they had no communication between the different divisions in there. Their computers, they would not allow to hook from one group to another. So nobody knew what anybody was doing. Everything was secret. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. If he does or he can do what he's stating, he hooks all the computers from all the divisions in there together so everybody knows and everybody talks to one another about these people and about these things that got to be done, I think this center can work. Because the ones that don't work, if you look at anything in the city, the county, the federal government, nobody's allowed to go from one department to the other. Nobody's allowed to double-check over somebody to see if it's proper. And if that don't happen, everything goes out the door. And Nick is right. All you do is spend your money.
Okay. Well, you know, today at 9 o'clock, they're going to be talking about the first 1.6.
I'm on my way to work right now.
Well, see, here's and that leads to another problem. The board of supervisors over ever since I've lived here for 12 years, thanks, Bob, only meets on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, most of us who are that have jobs, we can't make that at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if that's the case, I mean, and every time one of them comes in here, I say, why don't you have at least like every other month have at least one meeting at night so those of us who work during the day can be there? And you know what their answer is? It's too hard. You know, we have to put people on overtime. I said, well, the city does it. I mean, is the city smarter than you? I would hate to think that, but is that the reason that you all can't figure out how to have a meeting, one meeting every other month at night, so those of us can come down there? Well, you know what? You know, we don't know if they'd show up. Well, I need to ask Joe Comente. And in fact, I asked Les Baugh about that. I never got a response back in his when he was out talking about everybody showing up. I said, why don't we do this at night sometime? And I don't believe I got a response. If I did, Les, tell me that you did. I don't understand what is so hard about doing that. So now you take off from work to go down there to tell them it's either a good idea or a bad idea. It's to be that inflexible when it comes to just having a meeting once every other month in the evening. I mean, there's a total lack of leadership there. Okay.
You want to hear something strange? We're going to get to Roberta. Okay, so speaking of, you know, how people are feeling right now, the middle finger, which some people would say, you get flipped off. That's a nice way of saying you get flipped off.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the middle finger, police might need a thicker skin, according to this article, a federal appeal court says a Michigan woman's constitutional rights were violated when she was handed a speeding ticket after giving the finger to a suburban Detroit officer in 2017.
Was she given? But did she give it to him after she got the after she got the ticket or before?
The 3-0 decision Wednesday, the court said Taylor officer Matthew Menard should have known better, even if the driver was rude. He stopped this woman and wrote her a ticket for a lesser violation, but when the stop was over, raised her middle finger. Then he pulled her over again and changed the ticket to a more serious speeding offense. She was saying her free speech rights and her rights against unreasonable seizure were violated.
Did she not commit the crime?
if she committed the crime, then you do the time. But if he just pulled her over because she flipped him off, then you know what?
He pulled her over, according to this.
The first time, right.
By a lesser offense.
Right.
And then
that infuriated her.
Then she flipped him off, and then he pulled her over again with a deeper. Now, what's wrong with his rights? He's in a uniform. Have some respect. And now it's just like, you have no respect.
Oh, no,
yeah, I could do anything. I could put my finger in your face, you got to deal with it.
That's right. I don't know if there's a constitutional right. Well, I don't know if there's a law that says, if you curse at a policeman, he can arrest you. I don't know.
She was pulled over for a violation.
I understand that. But here's what I'm saying is, okay, so what that means then, what happens if I give him a dirty look and he pulls me over and gives me a ticket?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that there you go. This is the downslide that we're all experiencing. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning. Well, I'm going to be down at the Board of Supervisors here in a little while. And I hope a lot of people will show up. Because if our community is not going to show that we have an interest in this, nothing is going to really ever get done. As far as I'm concerned, we need to be overpowering the Board of Supervisors, the City Council, with our bodies. Let them we need to show them that we want something positive happening. Now, when I heard Chief Johnson last week, he said that all of the shelter
navigation center.
Yeah, that they had all failed because they have no accountability. His program builds in accountability. And besides that, I don't know what we can do. I was very disappointed in the council lady yesterday because, she was almost speechless on there. And it just showed to me that they're really not interested in it, or they're so overwhelmed that they don't know what to do either. So show up at the Board of Supervisors with all your good ideas, everybody.
Thank you,
Rupert. Thanks, Carl and Linda.
Thank you,
I just put that out on the Facebook too, trying to reach like several thousand here to tell them, see if we can show up. Again, though, a lot of people, and I hate to say this, but a lot of people are working this today that have a dog in this fight. Maybe you can take off, if you don't have 12 people there, or 100 people that you're having to meet today, like we are. And it really bothers me that on some days you think, okay, I can make it down there, and then you don't because just work overtakes it. Again, evening. I don't understand why they can't figure that one out. Five fires in East Reading. Arson, the police are saying. They're small fires, but they're five fires that were started and the police are looking for help. The fires, like I said, they were small, and they were found. However, the person who's starting these fires is getting away with it. And if you remember, there's been a number of fires. We were having fires in different parts of the North State up here. People were starting. That's what, what we don't need is an arsonist in our town.
No, we don't. Hey, can I, just because it seems like there's a lot of heavy stuff going, and I know we want to get to
Bernie Sanders.
To vote or not to vote behind bars. But before that, what some people do to just get even. All right. So, every now and then I need to look up things that are just outrageous. But a man in Santa Rosa, California, forced to reduce the size of his fence, got some payback on City Hall with the help of some naked mannequins. Jason Windows had built a 6-foot-tall fence to keep his two dogs in his yard. He said, I put the fence together for my dogs so they had a place to run. He told the San Francisco, one of the stations there. However, Windows was ordered to cut his $9,000 fence in half after a neighbor filed a complaint with the city claiming it obstructed the view of oncoming traffic for drivers at the intersection. So the city agreed and ordered Windows the alteration of the fence in half, which Windows said he couldn't consider fair. As you were driving to the neighborhood, you'll see nobody else's fence that had to be cut down but mine. So what he did, and they said they would have fined him $500 for every day the fence remained in its original condition. So they made me freak out, he said. So what he ended up doing, he had a bunch of naked mannequins he was saving for the right occasion. He put them in his front yard. He just put them out there and said, all right, you don't want me to have my fence up? Watch this. So naked mannequins around a table while a female dummy stands with her arm over her head. The dummy display features a sign that reads, reserve seat for the nosy neighbor that complained about my fence to the city. So, you know,
you just got to like people that just go and do things like this.
Totally.
And he'll be told to take it down, and he'll say, okay, but he won't take it down, and they'll finally threaten him, and then he'll finally take it down.
You got
to
check that out.
Oh, yeah. They've got all the areas blacked out. How would you black out a mannequin?
I don't know.
Why do you black out a mannequin? They're mannequins.
I know. I don't know. Because
maybe they're anatomically,
that's a girl. And
well, that's what I mean. Maybe it's showing the nippleage there. I don't know. Mannequins do that nowadays.
He said, anyway. I wasn't expecting any of this. We had like 50 people stop taking pictures telling me how great it is.
Yeah. Okay. And Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment of the show. I'm not sure how Rebecca and Henry would be standing on that one, but 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you're looking for a place that has a great selection of jewelry, not only a great selection of jewelry, but also a very fair prices. They can design them, build them, bring in gems from all over the world. That's Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages with should terrorists in jails, our homegrown terrorists in jails, be allowed to
or
vote?
Or any felon for
or
that.
How about this? How about rapists? Should they be able to vote for on issues that on sexual assault? We'll be right back.
Would not want no baby boom. Good, bad, laugh and scorn. Blame yourself for kitty porn. Convenience is the law. You keep in your compassion's ankle deep. Who you trying to kill, kill? Laugh it in a fine philosophy.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Windsor Reading Care Center, Orchard Nutrition, Marquis Shasta, Precious Cargo, and Reading Post Acute. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott this morning. We're live here. Free Fire Radio, glad you're with us. Currently 73 degrees. We are going to be reaching a high of 91 today, low of 62. And as we progress through the week, 92 on Wednesday, 89 on Thursday, Friday 86, Saturday 84. Beautiful weather ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Before we took our break, Carl, we were talking about, you know, some of the outrageous things that are being said now as we're getting into the 2 years before we actually go into vote for presidency.
You mean about the 20 people running for president from the Democratic Party, running for the nomination? Yeah.
Free college, student loans, all student loans should be forgiven.
Forgiven.
And then the one that I think is the really one that just grinds me.
Bernie Sanders.
Is can someone vote that has been a, you know, bomber, killed people, threatened the city.
Rapist,
and,
murderers.
And let them vote in the election. And he said it's their constitutional right. Don't you think that after you've killed somebody, your constitutional rights should be... Yeah, first of all, you know how I feel about ripping faces off.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like this. The question to him was the... you said everybody should be able to vote. What about the Boston Marathon terrorist who's in jail awaiting a death sentence? Should he be able to vote? And then, you know, Bernie goes on and says, well, you know, there's Republican governors who don't want everybody to vote. And then he says, yes, no matter who you are, what you've done, you have a constitutional right to vote. And this, but this is where Bernie's coming from. Bernie is so far left. I can't wait to see what happens because he's leading in several states right now. And the if it's not him, it's Joe Biden, who hadn't even said he's running yet, is leading like in Iowa. But this is what Bernie does. Bernie believes in this. Bernie's never had a job that didn't have something to do with public service or working for the government. And then when you say things like this, you know, say a serial rapist should be able to vote on issues that have to do with sexual assault.
I think if they get out of jail, if people have done their time and they've rehabilitated, by all means, we should take a look at how long is it, you know, that they should be able to come back into society and vote. But when you're incarcerated and you've done a horrible crime, but here's what he said. Because once you start chipping away and you say, well, that guy committed a terrible crime, not going to let him vote, or that person did that, not going to let that person vote, you're running down a slippery slope. Sanders said, so I believe that people commit crimes, they pay the price. They get out of jail, I believe you certainly should have the right to vote. But I believe even if they're in jail, they're paying their price to society, but that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy.
Well, it's like this. If you believe in the slippery slope theory, slippery slope theory says, oh, once you start doing this, then you can't ever stop it. That's not true. See, that in itself, that theory is wrong. Because, well, if you said the woman can flip off
officer,
a policeman, then if you do the slippery slope, then that means they can spit on them. Well, that becomes assault, though, when you spit on somebody. But they can curse them, call them anything they want, and that's okay. Well, will it get to that? And what kind of, it will be a law saying you can't curse at policemen? I don't think so. And, somebody getting, somebody flipping you off, okay, it's rude, but is it a reason to arrest them? Which is what he did, essentially. He gave her a ticket. He pulled her over, gave her another ticket because she flipped him off.
In my world,
if I'm in a completely different situation than a person, a law enforcement officer. If somebody flips me off, I can flip them off. I can say things to them and then, and see, what happens with it. An officer could flip her off back. She says, F you to him. He goes, well, F you to you too. So, well, he could.
He'd sue him for that then.
No, she wouldn't because the judge would throw it out because, well, you started it, lady. And the thing is, we go back to the old sticks and stones thing. But when a policeman starts arresting people because they have said something to him or made a gesture at him, there's something wrong there. Most policemen are laughing at this. Policemen are treated rudely in many situations. But in most, I would say most situations, they're treated very politely. Just as they treat the people they pull, they pull over, and of course when there's arrest and all this, there's high feelings. How many times have officers been cursed at? They don't arrest them for cursing at them.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you're saying. It's a total lack of respect for authority in our society.
Your son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal. I'm just wondering how he would feel about this.
Well, maybe
is
we should call him.
That person's constitutional right.
If somebody flips
to
you
flip
off,
a Vince, cop?
are you gonna arrest him if he flips you off?
He didn't arrest him. What he did is he pulled him over for an
gave her another ticket.
Yes, so that was a deeper, like
a bigger violation. So you know what? What probably happened is he let her off on the first time. Let her off with it. Wrote her a a minor violation. So in her way of saying thank you was to turn around and flip him off.
Right.
At which point he goes, oh, yeah? So then he pulls her over again. But here's what the judge has said. She's got a constitutional right to say that. You could go up to a policeman and just say, well, you know what? Flip him off. It's not a good idea.
No.
Nor do I agree with it. But
this is where as a society... Can you imagine back in the, I'm sorry, the Leave It to Beaver, kind of those days?
That's where
we grew up.
Yeah.
I got slapped. I got smacked in the head one time for saying a couple words. I know that's not right.
I know what those words are, too.
But I mean, we
got to go to Henry.
All right, Henry.
We got a minute, Henry. What you got?
Yeah, 1 minute. If felons can vote, they should be able to carry firearms, too.
Okay, there you go.
Take that and run with it. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Thanks, Henry.
Well, that's what...
Of course,
Bernie's never going to say that. Oh, no, you can't carry firearms, but you can vote. That's under the Constitution, and yeah. Henry's right. Then you should be able to carry a firearm. Yeah, I like that idea. There's such idiots out there.
And Ken Murray walked in. I'm sure he's got something to weigh
in. He's coughing his lungs up right now.
Yeah, he's got ways to weigh in, I'm sure. We can't take the whole morning on this, but... we've covered some things here that are like just completely ludicrous.
Well,
in my mind, they're stupid.
We haven't even gotten into the big ones. But I tell you what, some of the other candidates said no. Nope, that's stupid. This guy from Buttering, I believe is the way you pronounce his name, from Indiana, the mayor from South Bend, Indiana, says mm-hmm. No.
That's running for the Democrat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They don't get to vote.
Not everyone.
Elizabeth Warren wants to we'll just do away with all college loans, that you don't have to pay back the college loan. And as you said, there's many people that are paying it back or paying them back are a little bit upset about that, saying, wait a minute, you can pay it back. Is it good for a student, a doctor, to come out with $300,000 worth of debt? No. But the two doctors we had on here talking about that, they said, no, we should pay it back, but we should be able to, it should be like a mortgage, that we should be able to deduct the interest from our pay, just like you would a home mortgage. He said that that then at least you can, you know, you can do a write-off on it while you're paying it back. That to me is why haven't we done that? As you just said, dear, we have Ken Murray in the office.
I know.
We may just walk out and let him have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, after the news, I should say, Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR.
And Ken Murray.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether the Trump administration can include a citizenship question on next year's census. Capitol Hill correspondent Molly Hines says there's a lot at stake for Congress.
In a nutshell, how many congressional seats each state gets, how federal funds are distributed, and how states redraw congressional districts. Democrats are challenging the question, arguing Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has no authority to add it to the questionnaires. They also contend that asking the question will scare away some participants and cost them seats. Republicans argue it's all about getting an accurate count. The court is expected to make a decision by the end of June.
As divided Democrats ponder their post-Mueller report strategy, House Speaker Pelosi trying to bottle up any talk of moving to impeach President Trump.
In a conference call yesterday, Pelosi urged the rank and file to focus on fact-finding rather than impeachment, and then put on a show of force, having six powerful committee chairs argue they are effectively investigating the president. Judiciary Committee Chief Jerry Nadler has subpoenaed former White House counsel Don McGahn, who would be a star witness in an obstruction of justice case against the president. But Pelosi's approach is disappointing some Democrats pushing for impeachment proceedings, including 2020 contender Elizabeth Warren. Here at the White House, the president said yesterday he's not worried either way.
Not even a little bit.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump and the First Lady to pay a three-day state visit to Britain as a guest of the Queen in June. Russian President Putin will meet in Vladivostok with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un for a much-anticipated summit, that on Thursday. Stocks higher on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 62 points. The S&P 500 index currently trading 14 points higher, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 56 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6- 71-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Looking to hit Hezbollah in its pocketbook. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
The U.S. is offering rewards of up to $10 million for information leading to the disruption of Hezbollah's global financial network. Washington has imposed sanctions on the Lebanon-based Iranian proxy that wields great political power in Beirut and essentially controls the country through its military superiority. Analysts believe Hezbollah is the wealthiest terror group in the world, with an estimated annual income of over $1 billion. The revenue derives from a combination of direct Iranian support, international money laundering operations, business dealings, and donations. The U.S. blacklisted Hezbollah in 1997, and this month similarly designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a foreign terrorist organization. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. Tesla CEO Elon Musk appears ready to move from electric cars into driverless vehicles.
And he's thinking sooner rather than later. Musk is so certain that Tesla will win the race toward full autonomy
but he indicated that his company's cars should be able to navigate congested highways and city streets without a human behind the wheel by no later than next year. However, experts say they're skeptical whether Tesla's technology has advanced to where its cars can be driven solely by a robot without a human to take control if something goes awry. John Scott reporting.
Condo owners and renters along San Francisco's famed waterfront protesting plans for a new homeless shelter in their neighborhood. Angry residents have packed public meetings, jeering at city officials, shouting down the mayor. They say they were blindsided and argue that billionaire Twitter executive Jack Dorsey and other tech execs who support the idea should lobby city officials to build a homeless shelter by their homes. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Weather today looks like it's going to be beautiful. It's 74 degrees right now, sunny with a high near 91. Wednesday, I guess you could just say Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are all going to be the same, mostly sunny. You know, some of them are at 90, some of them are at 86. Friday night, it may start clouding up. Saturday night, Sunday, it all looks great for cool April nights. Can't get a better week for this. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-owned business, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can call 365-3793. If it's Tuesday, most Tuesdays, not all Tuesdays, but some Tuesdays, Ken Murray's here. Good morning, Ken Murray.
The Tuesdays when you can't find anybody else.
Well, you know what? You beg me, and then
give me a break.
You've paid me, and then and of course it's going to go up every week. Now I did like you said that. I guess I'm on, you know, when you don't have the puppies here.
Yeah.
And my comment. Did you get my comment after that? About we have puppies, and the rest of the week though we have.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Places going to the dogs around.
Yeah, around Tuesdays. Hey,
I'm excited.
Wow.
It's going to be a cool April night.
Isn't it great?
Cool April nights. The cruise is not going to get me rained on for a change.
It's not. And then tomorrow we're going to be down at the Cascade Theater for a live remote from there, talking to car owners and you know, groups of people down there. And it's going to be fun because we get to go out and see the cars and talk. And, you know, we don't get to sit in them, but you do look at them.
You need to go talk to their wives if they're guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
find out how much the money and energy they put into their cars detracted from their relationship with their family.
You know what? I've asked them that. How much? How much you got into the car? And he's, well, it's like $20,000 worth of parts. Okay. And well, does that include? He says it's about $20,000. I says, that include your time? And he just looks at me. No, my time is. He says, I don't even try to count my time, my hours on it, or my friend's hours, because they all come in and they help work on a car, and then you go over to another car and work on that. I mean, that's got to get up into the millions of dollars.
Wait, that's why
there's millions of dollars worth of labor during doing cool April nights in those cars.
That's why you ask their wives about their marital relationship as a result of the
their
car.
Their marital relationship, first, I don't care. And that's between them. Well, why would I care about other people's marital relationships? If I have to admit, Linda, if I had a car and I spent every hour in the garage working on that car.
Every hour?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, what kind of marriage would you have if you spent all this time and money on a car?
Well, I think that first of all, when you marry somebody, that you don't go in thinking you're going to change them. You need to understand if they have a passion and a sport. Like, what about somebody who bicycles and that's their passion, or they run, they're runners, or, you know, people who are hunters. I mean, I hear women that, you know, guys that are really hunting in the deer season comes, or season, you know, they're widows or golf widows. because there's like they have a honey-do list. They have a job too, and the only time you can really get focused on your house is on the weekends. But somebody's off, you know, with the guys, the buddies for the, you know, whatever season it is. So I think that when you marry somebody, you need to know going in, what you see is what you get. Don't think it's going to be any different.
I agree with that. However, I can remember, 40 years ago, Friday night of the opening day of deer season was a great time to go out to the bars and pick up somebody else's wife because he was out in the woods.
So you're picking up other people's wives?
Ken.
Well, they didn't say they were wives.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right. I was going to say, don't. Oh, well, I tell you don't what, acknowledge when one of
the,
that.
Okay, you know, in San Diego, they have the ships here.
Oh, God, please.
They had the ships.
Here we go, sailor okay. talk.
When you know, the ships there, and when the ships sail out, the sailors, they line the decks
of the aircraft
carriers, you know, in their uniforms. And as they're, you know, as it's pulling out of the harbor, there was this huge sign in one of the bars. You know, Dukes welcomes the wives of the USS Nimitz. It's like, and they can see it as they're pulling out.
Same thing happened in Redding 40 years ago on the opening day of deer season.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know, so going back to the cars, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the women will, I think, appreciate the fact that if their husband's in there and they have a shop and they tinker, you know, maybe they're...
At least you know where they're at.
You know where it's in your home, you know, and I think most guys that tinker on their cars are probably going to do work around the house.
Yeah.
So they probably appreciate that they can do the plumbing and they can do the little things too. So that's my 2 cents worth.
Okay. Where do you want to start today?
Don't you want to covet my every word?
I do. I covet your every word.
I covet your every word. I was going to talk about the logic of some of this gun stuff versus common sense, mind you.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. If gun control laws actually worked, Chicago would be Mayberry. They got more gun controls than anybody. I mean, they'd be the safest city in the world. When JFK was killed, anybody blame the gun?
That's true.
Nobody. Nobody even thought about blaming the gun.
It was not a semi-automatic firearm.
It doesn't matter. Nobody blamed the gun.
But you're absolutely right. The logic behind it is the gun didn't shoot JFK. Oswald shot JFK, or somebody shot JFK.
You know, I've heard people say you don't need a smoke detector. That's what the fire department's for.
No, I haven't heard that one.
It's stupid, right?
I know. You won't hear people say that because you have a smoke detector there to protect you. Until the fire department gets here.
Yeah. So you don't need a smoke detector. You got a fire department. That's why you don't need a gun. You got a police department. I've heard that argument. That's what cops are for. It's nuts.
Isn't it funny how cops, in many cases, the vast majority, especially in Redding, say, no, have a gun. We're not going to be there. You don't want to have that many cops that somebody could be there in a minute.
Think about this. Legal gun owners have 300 million guns in the United States and probably a trillion rounds of ammo. If legal gun owners were the problem, I think you'd know it. Wouldn't you?
Well, I think that I just legal gun owners, people like me and Linda and all of our friends that own guns, we're not a problem. We own the guns. The guns stay in our safes. They're handled safely. There's no accidents, no children or felons or people that cannot or not supposed to be able to get a hold of the guns can get a hold of them. So yet the people like Kamala Harris and the rest of these people, Swalwell from California wants to take them all, just like they did down in New Zealand. You know, are you going to take them or I'm going to put you in jail? So he's going to take 300 million Americans. Not 300 million, but
300 million.
Let's just say 100. But let's just say 50 million Americans. What, you're going to put us in jail there, Mr. Swalwell? What an idiot. He's just an idiot. And he's running for the Democratic. He's running for the Democrat on the Democratic Party. He's running for to become president.
Well, you know, folks keep talking about another civil war. And when you think about it, one side knows how to shoot and has a trillion bullets. The other side has crying closets and is confused about which bathroom to use. How do you think that's going to end?
You know what? You just pick up things that just come across the email, you know, and, you know, this whole thing. It's like people saying, oh, you know what? This generation we have, the millennials. Oh, my God. America is in trouble. Well, America has gone through almost all these generations. And here's what I think. I think if America was threatened, I mean really threatened, like it was in World War II, that these millennials that you see, these people are in their closets and because somebody said something to them, all right, things like that. I think that you would find out that you get them fighting for this country, and it would be like Katie bar the door. They'd fight for this country just like the greatest generation, like my generation. Oh, but they're so soft. When we went through the berm, when we blasted through the berm and we took off, my question was, there's been nobody in combat since Vietnam in the Gulf War. Mm-hmm. And my question was, do these kids still have it? I mean, you think they do, but you don't know until they get into it. I mean, they haven't been in combat, and everybody talks about, you know, they start losing their edge. Staff NCOs had not been in combat. Junior officers hadn't been in combat. And when we came through that berm, there was no doubt after the first hour that these kids were ready. I came to a burning personnel carrier in the desert there, and somebody had written on it, Saddam, don't surf. Now, that probably doesn't mean anything to anybody unless you saw Apocalypse Now, when they were coming in and Robert Duvall used that famous line when they were saying, they're shooting at us, they're doing this, and he turns and he says, Charlie, don't surf. And it's a famous line, and some Marine had taken the time to write on this hulk of a carrier that they had destroyed, Saddam, don't surf. That, to me, I knew right then, Saddam was in deep trouble. And, you know, and the whole thing in the battles was the general telling our guys on the light armored vehicles, taking on tanks with their tow missiles, saying, you can't just keep attacking tanks. Just, you know, and they just kept attacking tanks because the tow missile was quicker to use and they had a better range. So they take on tanks all the time. It was, you know, so I look at the millennials. We got to take a break. And there's this, there's that. Oh, gosh, don't say something to me and all that. But I just believe that inner resolve to protect this country would be there. We got to take a break.
Unfortunately, none of them made it to Congress
yet. Well, we haven't seen that yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. We're talking about somebody that will come in and take care of your family, take care of you, your loved ones, and do just a great job. That's Sharon Clark, doing this for over 16 years. Give her a call at 226-8350 to set up a meeting to find out just what exact plan is going to work for you. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Ken Murray, Linda Bott, and me right after these messages.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this portion of the show, Premier Retirement Community. It's surrounded by the natural beauty of our local area here. It's like a little cruise ship that's docked. They have their own gourmet chef. They have activity directors. This is for people that have said, you know, I'm not cutting grass anymore. I'm not doing dishes. I'm just here to enjoy life.
I'm going
to
have a good time, baby.
Yeah, River Commons Senior Living.
I deserve it.
I deserve it.
Before we took a break, we were talking about...
give them a call, though, at 238-5981. Give Brian a call.
There you go. We asked Ken Murray, who is with us this morning. And by the way, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I just wanted to say that again. Ken Murray comes in on Tuesday. We love every time you walk in. You laugh. You make us crack up. You wanted to talk about kids.
Well, I was just thinking about it. You know, I came across an article the other day that said 11 teenagers die each day. 11. Each day from texting while driving.
Ooh. And how many times have you seen it in the last month? Do you watch it? Do you see it when you're driving around? You look
I see it all the time.
I saw it yesterday at the stoplight. I saw a guy, but he wasn't a teenager, but he's, you know, a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there just texting away at the stoplight. Now, at a stoplight, I'll initiate phone calls because I'm not moving. And then, you know, and then I go to hands-free after
mm-hmm.
that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you more efficient now than you were 30 years ago when you didn't have cell phones?
No, not at all. Because
are your relationships better?
No, you're right. All the things you're saying are right, Ken. It is more and I wonder why we're stressed out society that has put weight on. I think a lot of it has to do with
social media?
The stress? No, I do. I think it's all related to the stress factor of your Facebook account, your calling, your texting. You got to keep up, And it's not healthy. I don't think it's healthy. I think we're going to find studies out, but I think a lot of people don't. I'm going to sound conspiratorial here. I think there's studies that we're going to find out pretty soon that this is not really good for our health.
You know, there's last year I came across an interesting thing. You know, kids in school have their cell phones with them, and they text and do whatever, but they play games on them.
Right.
There's a game called Blue Whale. Have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I know Angry Birds. That's as far as I went. And I was like, okay, that's addicting. I got to get out of here.
Blue Whale teaches or is a game that ultimately leads to suicide among children.
Ooh.
What is the Blue Whale suicide game? This is from the doctors.
Ah. Ooh. So let's cover that a little bit.
And it's happening here. Okay? You know, we're not paying any attention to what our kids are doing. We're truly not.
So what is the Blue Whale? Can you give, what does it say, Carl, when you pop it open?
Well, this says the Blue Whale Challenge. Also known, as the Blue Whale Challenge, says that the
hold on, Ron.
The social network phenomenon dating from 2016 is claimed to exist in several countries. It is a game reportedly consisting of a series of tasks assigned to players by administrators over a 50-day period, initially innocuous before introducing elements of self-harm and final challenge requiring the player to commit suicide.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That's happening in our school.
Well, thank you for letting us know.
But they said that claims of suicides have been reported worldwide, but none have ever been confirmed. So,
how do you know when it's over?
It started
the game
in Russia.
Is here.
I guess they probably can go into their phone and say, what were you playing at the time of the death of somebody, the phone's next to them? Hey, let's go to the phones. Ron, thanks for holding on. And what's on your mind? You're live here on KCNR.
Okay, good. Boy, you made some statements. I'd like to say something and ask a question also. But anyhow, those people that want to take the guns away, maybe they ought to step up to the plate and be on with the people that are going to take the guns away and come out to our places and take them away, whether it's with the sheriff's department or with whoever's in the New World Order. Come on out and take our guns away. And then my question is, when is Doug LaMalfa coming? He calls in periodically.
He'll be on the first. He'll be on the first next Friday. He's on the first Friday of each month.
Oh, next Friday. Okay.
He'll be on next Friday. Yeah, because the first Friday of each month, and we've got a lot of questions.
Okay, but yeah, I got some questions too if I can get on. But
absolutely, you know what? That's what he's here for.
Okay, they're talking about Social Security and Medicare. I don't know. I guess it was 2035 or 2036. They're gonna not delete them, but I mean, cut them back. So, what my question is, I wonder if they're going to do that. I wonder if the congressmen and the senators are willing to cut their payback, and also they have health and welfare, their medical service for them and their lady or their servant, significant other. I wonder if they're going to be willing to cut that back.
Are you kidding?
That's kinda my question.
There's not a chance.
Well. Yeah, but they want to cut the other people's back, and they also.
What's that got to do with anything?
Here's the thing: we just all have to recognize. And Ron, you're a very intelligent man. We all have to recognize they don't play by the same rules we do.
That's just it. And they're going to bring all these illegal aliens in and give them all the health and welfare and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. It's here. We're a sanctuary state here in California. Frankly, I think that Trump missed his chance. He should have just pulled the DHS off the California border and just see how many people in California really want this to be a sanctuary state when you have like 100,000 people a day come across the border, because they'll all shift from Texas, Arizona, New Mexico to come right over here. I have a feeling that the idea of us being a sanctuary state and a sanctuary cities would not go over as well.
I wonder how people in Laguna Beach, Orange County, and some of those places.
Hollywood, Beverly Hills.
You can't get anywhere because
here's your 10,000.
Because people are 17,000 are walking down the street.
I know. You know. See, that's and there's just it's all politics, Ron. It is all politics. And here's my question: that I'm gonna talk about this when we get back on the other side of the break. What happened to this strong, vibrant Democratic Party, the party that wanted to help people, that wanted to build infrastructure, that wanted to make sure people were taken care of medically, the people that want to make sure that people's rights are protected? What happened to that Democratic Party? And I want to talk about that when we get on the other side. Thanks, Ron, for your phone call.
Let's hire Greyhound buses to pick them up there and bring them up to San Francisco or drop them off there.
Well, I tell you what, they'll just push them up here to Reading. Okay, thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, and a fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, the emergency room you're seeing in 30 minutes or less. The renovation of Shasta Regional Medical Center is absolutely fabulous. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning, 77 degrees, going up to 93 today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Gather your friends and spend a hilarious night with Saturday Night Live's funny man, Rob Schneider, at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in Real Rob, which focuses on the day-to-day hijinks of Schneider's real life. The series marks the first time any actor has ever written, produced, starred in, directed, and financed an entire season of a television show. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 31st. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Thank you.
And now, back to our show.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Oh, what can I say there? Hey, here's what I'm just saying about the Democrats. Democrats, you know, was a party of the people that, you know, they fought against the Vietnam War. They want, you know, people, you know, even though that it was Republicans that really pushed through the civil rights stuff.
My grandfather was a high diehard Democrat because he was a union guy.
And the Democrats, and you know, health care, infrastructure, all of these things that the Democrats, you know, we want to do this. Well, what's happened in the last 2 years since Trump was elected? All that's gone by the wayside. Every time you read something, it's from AOC, who wants to come up with a plan to kill off all cows, stop airplanes. You've got people saying that those, you know, every time that they come up, it's just another statement that just doesn't make sense. Or it's impeach, impeach, impeach. It used to be collusion, collusion, collusion. Now it's, what is it? Obstruction, obstruction. This is a roadmap to impeachment. Now it's every time you get on there, they're talking about impeachment. And they head up the House of Representatives. Where are the substantive bills that are to help our nation? Where's the infrastructure? Pelosi. Here's Pelosi going, you know, we have to get together. We can get together with Republicans on several things. Infrastructure. We need to start doing that. Well, they're so busy in this battle among themselves to impeach Trump. If they keep it up going down this road, in 2020, he's going to hammer whoever's out there.
I think it's deeper within the Democratic Party than impeaching Trump. I think it's, there's 20 of them or something running for president, right?
Yep.
They're fragmented as a party. They have always been argumentative with one another. They haven't coalesced around a platform of any kind. You know, it seems like most of the candidates are running on who can come up with the most free stuff. And free stuff causes me to cringe because I'm paying for it.
Oh, there's no such thing as free stuff.
That's because I'm paying for it.
Well,
it's only free to you, but it's free to me.
Yeah, anybody that has a job and pays taxes. And, you know, we don't buy some things because of tax burdens and these other things and all these different hoops we have to jump through. We don't even buy things for the business sometimes because of, you know, the level of taxes every month and all these things. And you're right. When I hear people say free, I get enraged about it because it's not free.
Well, and it seems to me that historically the Democratic Party was for the working person. And now they're splintered between being for the working person and being for the disenfranchised or the immigrants or whatever. They haven't coalesced around a single thing that they're about. And I think these 20 people running, the process will winnow it down to who truly represents the cross spectrum of the Democratic Party. And right now there isn't anybody.
Well, you know what? You've got Joe Biden,
who
is not announced yet.
Yes.
He's 72 years old. I think he's 72.
Six.
76 years. Biden's 76.
Yeah.
Well, look how old Bernie is. Bernie's got to be up there. And those two are leading the Democratic Party right now, as far as in the poll numbers. And you've got everybody else is behind him. Some of them, like the guy out of South Bend.
Well,
Mayor
Biden's
Pete.
A little bit more, he's not,
no,
he's
more
a little
middle
bit center.
Of the road.
Yeah,
he's more middle of the road. Bernie, who got, and frankly, I think he got totally screwed out of the last nomination by the way the Democrats treated him and cheated on these things. Biden is 76 and Sanders is 77. Now, are they going to be the face of the Democratic Party? Two old white guys. And they're saying now, if you're white, it works against you to be running for president. I don't know why.
Well, if you have one, you know, and I was on the fence, you know, Biden's more, you know, he's, I don't know, he
either
seems
one
to be
of
more
them.
Stately, either, more, I, you know, no. I hate to think about, but he's more stately. He's besides the fact that I don't care if somebody sniffs my hair.
Really?
My friend Patty Bay has said how many people have sniffed her hair but that are taller than her, well, reaching down to give her a hug.
Well, she's short.
She's short. So, I mean, like, come on.
Okay. Anyway, hey, but what I'm getting at is, and it's a good point, is the Democrats are scrambling for an identity that they used to have here. And they are embracing subjects and topics that are turnoffs to the American people. What they, when they're saying is, oh, open borders, oh, let everybody in, oh, let this happen. Well, most of the American public of all ethnic groups don't agree with that, just do not agree with that. And yet that's what they're embracing. But they have not, as Kenneth said, they have not identified their core structure. And with 20 of them in the battle, it's going to be interesting.
And it's a battle for that identity.
Yeah, for the Democratic Party.
Right.
Are they going to go far left, where we go in down the socialist track, which is what they want, or is it
going
to be
some of them want?
Which some of them want, but listen to what they're all saying, though. I mean, they're saying things like, "Let people vote that are in prison." Bernie Sanders. Now, they're getting into things like they're all running on taking your guns away from you.
Well,
every one of them is running on that.
I think it's even worse than that. They're running on identity politics, and they're trying to attract enough separate
groups.
Right.
Yeah, identity groups to get the nomination.
And then here's the problem, is splitting our country into all these different identity groups instead of trying to draw the country together. So you have 56 different identity groups that all vote for you and you win. But you've got Trump on the other side that has a solid core and draws in, you know, in an economy that's humming along. And is he the best president we've ever had? No. Does he say things that just terribly embarrass you? Yes. But he has stayed focused, at least, on the job and on his core. And the Democrats, they're fighting for it.
Well, I don't know that Trump has a solid core. I mean, I think if there's a solid core out there, it's rejection of the alternative. And so far, with 20 of them in the race, they haven't come up with an alternative
to that.
To that, and that's what they need to do.
They're going to, you know, you're going to have some of them. Oh, hey, we're running as outsiders, like Pete, Mayor Pete, gay. You know, has no problems at all kissing his husband. In front of the TV cameras, has no problem with all of that. He says, when you think of somebody that's gay, really, really gay, that's me. I mean, he says that out front. And I don't think that offends, but if you look at the people that are supporting Mayor Pete, his biggest majority that are supporting him make $100,000 and more, and they're white.
Interesting.
So, it is.
Now, okay, so I want to
Jeopardy.
Before we take a break, I just think this is another phenomenon. Talk about first-timers. Contestant James, I think you say it, Holzhauer, may be making the game show accountants tremble, according to this report. Holzhauer, who has been setting records over the past 13 episodes, set a single show record for $131,127 in winnings.
We're talking about Jeopardy right now.
Yes. Since Monday's episode aired, he's won around $943,000 and it is on track to reach $2.5 million, the record set by Ken Jennings in half the time. Jennings scored his prize after 74 consecutive wins, and the best day of his tally was $75,000. Well, this guy's come in and they called it godsmacking. Since the average single show earnings came in around $20,000, the Atlantic looked into how much Holzhauer's earnings would take out of the show's budget.
Do you know what he does for a living?
Well, it doesn't say here. It says
he's a gambler.
Okay,
and he lives in Las Vegas.
Well,
that's what he does.
He's got to be a big
card player.
He's got to be a big reader. He's got to have. I mean, you know, There's so many like obscure questions.
He won 131,000 one time, and the question, that last question was something that was so obvious that you had to ask yourself, really? But you see, you don't know what that last question is, and he bet everything, I guess, ends up getting it. And wins $131,000.
Okay, so there's a lot of buzz around his performances, and they're hoping for the people that are sponsoring the program are worrying about where this money is going to come. Even though Alex Trebek gets $10 million annually, they hope they're going to draw in a bunch of viewers, and that could in turn boost advertising.
You know,
but I mean, I want to watch it now.
I know one thing you don't. Good. I have a friend who watches Jeopardy religiously. She refuses to take phone calls during Jeopardy.
Look, she's got to be focused. You've got to stay focused on the...
Well, you know, you need to go back probably. I'm sure it's on YouTube, and it's got the best of this guy on YouTube showing all these questions he's asked. We got to run here for this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're all on appointments now, so people don't have to wait down there because everybody wants to get their hair cut. So give them a call at 244-9478. And just remember, it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
And by the way, he's a professional sports bettor.
Okay, sports bettor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive, let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yeah, it's the tax, man. It's already been done. April 15th is when they picked you up, shook you until all their money fell out of your pockets, and then put you down and then spanked you afterwards. They didn't even say thank you. They just spanked you afterwards. But now we have the tax returns back.
Well, sort of.
Well,
I mean, I guess if you have a salaried job where you get a regular wage and you have withholding, there is a possibility you got a tax return. But people like me aren't in that category. I'm an independent contractor. And so there is no withholding from the wages that I earned.
Yeah.
I pay quarterly.
Okay.
Based on estimates.
Mm-hmm.
So, I pay, you know, and I pay more taxes than I think I should. In any event, I got a letter last week from the IRS that said for the 2017 tax year, I overpaid and they're sending me $10,000. And that terrifies me.
There's something wrong with that?
That terrifies me. I mean, so they're going to send me this check for 10 grand in the next 6 or 8 weeks or something. Because allegedly, according to them, I overpaid. But here's what happens. I mean, I get the check. If I cash the check, which I fully intend to do and put it in a separate account, interest bearing, of course, and then they decide that they gave it back to me in error, I must return the amount of money to them with interest from when I got it back.
It's scary. It's scary.
So I got to call into my CPA, who I think is your CPA, and I'm saying, did you screw up? Did the Fed screw up? How am I going to get screwed in this whole process?
Well, that's the bottom line is, how can the government get you one more time? I can't figure out how every year I get money back from the feds, and I still owe money to the state. My CPA is really good, explains it to me, and every year it still confuses me. I want to switch. Okay. Last thought here, because I want to switch to the Navigation Center.
Well, think about this for a second. Democrats are going after Trump's tax return. They don't have any authority to go after Trump's tax return. Yeah. I mean, if they can go after an individual's tax return, then
from years ago.
Yeah, then they can come after yours, they can come after mine, they can come after anybody's, and the IRS has more tools than they need to examine me upside down and sideways, including Mr. Trump. And they have virtually unlimited power to take money away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Congress? This is all a political game. It doesn't have anything to do with anything other than it's a political game. And it drives me nuts. And I think the American people are tired about Congress doing this crap just because they don't like who the president is. I mean, let's get on with our lives and talk about real issues that affect the country, like the Justice Center.
Like the Navigation Center, there's a meeting today in like 7 minutes at the Board of Supervisors. And if you are on your way there and listening, good morning. And should we have a Navigation Center? Navigation Center is a place that put 62, 67 beds in there. The idea behind it being is that they will take these people in. They will be held accountable in the sense of they can't use drugs and they can't be on alcohol and all this while they're there. And they're going to, the idea is to then move them from there, get break the cycle of them being on the street. If it's a mental problem, that they get them into mental health and then move them into a ongoing programs to help them with alcohol and drug abuse. And then from there into more stable housing and then job training and get them off the street. The initial amount for this is like $1.6 million. And this, you're back here today talking about it. But the total on this, they've got to come up with another $6 to $9 million from someplace to finish all the build outs. Donnell Ewert, who heads up the Health and Human Services, is really pushing this on doing something like this. As we know, Chief Mike Johnson is saying, wait a minute, you need something that's going to have a sense that forces them into this. So he's looking at adding a detention center to it. And as people come into the detention center, you move them into the navigation center.
Well, a couple of things I know. I'm not sure we're not treating the symptom instead of the problem. And I don't have the answer to it. But you can't force an addict into recovery. If they don't want to recover,
that's right,
they're not going to recover no matter what you force them to do.
Yeah. And nobody has come up with the what happens when they don't want to do it. What happens to that percentage that doesn't want to participate in this? And there's going to be a lot. Let's just say it's 30%. Those are people, then what do you do with those 30%?
Give them a tent and tell them to go to the Henderson Open Space.
No, what you do is you've got to find a way of moving them out. And as Aaron Reznor pointed out, we don't have the men or the women to do this on a consistent basis. We only have 7 people, maybe 8, on each shift. And they don't have the people to do it, to constantly move them around.
And constantly moving them around isn't the answer either.
Well,
as far as I'm
not.
Concerned.
It's not.
I know it's your answer. It's not my answer.
I know. We talked about this whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
And the point is on this is that from people of Henderson Open Space, my heart is with them. I was down there. I'm not going to walk down in the place because of the fact is I didn't have backup.
Let's go to the phones. We've got callers all of a sudden. We've got 5 minutes left in the program. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning. You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I would beg to differ with Ken on one aspect. You can force people to, an addict, to stop what he's doing if you give him a deterrent of jail time, because it worked for me. 40 plus years ago, a judge said, AA or jail, and I said, I'm not going to jail, buddy, so give me AA. I figured I'd skate through it. But once I got in the program, I had to go for at least 3 months, 3 meetings a week, and I learned my higher power, regained my higher power, and got straightened up. So it does work. It just depends on, you know, the individual and what's going on. There are some cases that probably do not, but I'm here to say it does. It can.
But you had a motive, correct?
Not to go to jail.
That's what Johnson's saying. Give him a motive.
Give him a motive.
Go to jail for the program. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Hey, Dave. Dave lives out on Henderson Drive. And Dale is right lined up behind you. So on Saturday, they went out and took out 8,000 pounds of garbage.
Yes, sir.
And what happened after that? Because you had a lot of people down there. It cleaned it out on a Saturday. Is it remained clean?
Well, no. They're back. They're just deeper in. They're not. You know, when you came to my house, they were right behind me. Now they're a little deeper in, so you can't see them as well because they know what's happening. I think somebody's got a radio down there.
Oh, is that right?
And they're listening to you.
Well, if they have a cell phone, they should call in.
Yeah. And
they have cell phones. They have free cell phones. I'll let Dale get to you because I need to let him speak.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dale.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Dale. Hey, Dale, you're on. Hello, Dale? Dale, you're on, Dale.
Turn the radio down, please.
Good morning.
Yeah, you got like one minute.
Well, like Dave, I really support this navigation center with Michael Johnson's plan, and anything other than that is just ridiculous. Henderson Open Space, Aaron and Mike and Roger Moore was on. It was funny. Roger never did address your problem when you asked if everybody was removed Saturday. And no, they were not. We did not have one RPD sworn officer down there. Only CSOs, and they are not allowed to arrest anybody. If anybody wants to drive by, go behind Rayleigh's right now and look on the Dignity Health property, and it is a circus.
What's going on?
The city is refusing to address this problem. They called it a sweep Saturday. It wasn't a sweep. It was a bunch of volunteers busting their butt out there.
Right. Hey, we got to run, Dale. 8,000 pounds of trash. Maybe we can keep enough people out there to keep them moving. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow, everybody, Linda and I will be down at the Cascade Theater from 7 to 9 there at the Show and Shine.
That's
or
right.
Downtown. Come on down and say hello to us. Bring coffee.
Thank you. Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Bye-bye. And Ashley.
And Ashley. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.